Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS. Eye on the World. I'm John Best with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Alan Tonelson, our guru on manufacturing and global trade these last decades, guiding us to understand what we can of the mysteries of the non-transparent and deliberately deceptive Chinese manufacturing numbers. Although I report to you, Alan, that Bloomberg says Chinese factory activity has declined for the fourth straight month. And then we come to a headline at the Distinguished Foreign Affairs. China's real economic crisis. Why Beijing won't give up on a failing model. Odd. A failing model. My understanding is that Xi Jinping is concerned with one thing, which is control, requiring surveillance, requiring what we would call interference in people's lives, not prosperity. Is that the failing model that the surveillance no longer working for him? Good evening to you, Alan.
Hi, John, and hi, Gordon. That's absolutely right, but there's one other problem with Xi Jinping's view of the world, of the economy, and even of Chinese society, and that is that, as the Wall Street Journal's economic columnist Greg Ip pointed out the other day, Xi Jinping and presumably the rest of the Chinese leadership, the top leadership, views fostering personal consumption as a sign of weakness, as a sign of laziness, as a sign of what they call welfarism. They want China to be a manufacturing, industrial, and technological superpower because that's the best way that they can advance China's goals of continually increasing its influence over all aspects of world affairs. And boosting personal consumption in that respect doesn't cut it.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, because China's regime doesn't want to boost consumption, it means it must export to the rest of the world. And to grow, it needs to export more each and every year. Presumably, the rest of the world is going to show resistance, as it is starting to now. And that's why people are talking about China's doom loop with regard to its economy, that it has a model that cannot be sustained. Do you think China's in a doom loop?
It looks like it's awfully close. And the main reason is precisely what you've identified. The rest of the world, including the United States, has finally begun pushing back. And we have to keep in mind that that pushback has included not only the once Trump tariffs, now Trump Biden tariffs, which the Biden administration has kept on virtually lock, stock, and barrel, but Europe to some extent, and also other developing countries that China had started to look at as major potential markets to replace export markets like the United States, but they're pushing back too, Brazil, Turkey, etc., and they're realizing that the more China floods their markets with manufactured goods and also world markets, the less opportunity they have to advance their own prospects by promoting manufacturing.
A puzzle, Gordon. Why not consumerism? Alan has said quite clearly it's ideological, but that doesn't stop people from buying a toaster. Is it fear of the future that holds their money under their mattress?
Well, right now, the Chinese people in general are very pessimistic. It's gloomy. And a lot of Chinese have even opted out, either lying flat, as it's called, in other words, withdrawing from society, or just leaving China altogether, because they can see that their country is headed in directions which are not only extremely troubling, but which are impossible to sustain. So you do have consumption right now collapsing. I mean, you can say manufacturing is sort of holding up, But in terms of the consumer numbers, it is really disastrous. Just to give you an example, summer box office in China down 44% from last year. Real estate prices in August were down about 27% year on year, which is an acceleration of the 20% down in July. So you really have a failure of consumption across the board. And there's nothing that the regime can do about it right now because it doesn't want to do anything about it for the reasons Alan mentioned.
You have a question for Alan.
Alan, you know, we're looking at a Communist Party. Presumably they are turning their back on consumption because to do that, they'd have to change the structure of the Communist Party. This whole manufacturing push satisfies and makes happy core constituencies in the Communist Party. That to me suggests that Xi Jinping is not going to change the model regardless, and he's going to watch the economy fail. But that seems impossible. Leaders in countries don't do this. Just help me explain what the devil is going on inside of the Chinese regime with regard to the economy.
I'm certainly no expert in terms of what's going on inside Xi Jinping's head, but very often countries do face moments of crisis that they're simply not able to surmount because of ideological stubbornness, because of sunk costs in the present system, and because various constituencies strongly support it. And it really increasingly looks like the case that China is falling into that syndrome. And at present, again, given Xi Jinping's obstinacy and his ambitions for global power, I don't see China escaping this trap, this dilemma, anytime soon.
And Alan, before there was a China, those factory floors were in the U.S. Is there a recognition now among the manufacturing investor class that that's where we're headed, back to the U.S.? It'll cost more, but it's less threatening?
That's such an important question. And to me, the answer so far is that we've only seen modest manufacturing reshoring, as it's called, back to the U.S. from China. But we've seen much more manufacturing offshoring from China to other low-cost countries, in particular Mexico and Vietnam. They've been major beneficiaries of the so-called trade war with China. I expect that to continue, except in areas possibly like semiconductors, where you wouldn't see offshoring from China coming back, but you'd see offshoring to places elsewhere in East Asia coming back, just because the Biden administration has been providing such massive subsidies precisely for that, both to U.S.-owned semiconductor firms and to foreign-owned semiconductor firms.
Gordon, does Xi Jinping's leadership see that 2049 is going to be worse than now? Do they understand that, the direction here, the trend? We have 30 seconds.
I don't think so, John, because of those internal Communist Party reasons, because Xi Jinping wants to prepare his country to go to war. This is going in very ominous directions, because Xi Jinping's only solution to all of this is to go out and kill some foreigners in large numbers.
And he believes that would help his manufacturing numbers? That seems delusional.
No, but he is on a path where they will be an economic failure, leading to a failure of the Communist Party unless there is a war. So war, even though it may be a low probability event for him, it's better than a zero probability future of continuing with what he's doing.
Alan Tonelson, Gordon Chang, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.